For the first time in a long while, Stormfleck allowed himself a tight smile of satisfaction.
We've got them. They're sailing towards us. Keep up the arrows. Those who aren't eaten will be shot. I want no captives. We're not slavers. Leave that to Slagar.
Jabez Stump was being bitten on his unprotected paws.
We can't stand much more of this.
The hedgehog winced.
What's to be done?
Hold the raft tight,
Logalog called out.
Try backing water. We might just tow it off into the main current again and get washed away from this lot.
They tried as hard as they could, and the raft backed off slightly.
It's heavy going. Cheek, will you get off that raft? We're towing your weight down here,
Matthias said crossly. Cheek lay flat, clinging tighter to the deck as arrows whizzed over him in flights.
No! Go away! Leave me alone!
Orlando lost his temper. He took the battle axe by its head and made a mighty sweep at Cheek with the long handle. Darkness had practically fallen, and the young otter did not see the axe handle coming. It struck him a blow and pushed him off into the water with a loud splash.
Yeah, get off, you guys! Striped up!
Splash! Cheek could not deny his birthright. He was an otter through and through. As skillfully as any fish, he cut through the water surrounding the raft, appearing alongside Basil. The hare looked at him suspiciously.
You're chewing, young Master Cheek. Where are you hiding the food?
Cheek smacked his lips.
Little fishes. The river's swarming with them. There must be millions. Tastes lovely, though.
I'd have got into the water sooner if I'd known I wasn't going to be afraid and all this food was here.
With that, he disappeared beneath the surface and began filling his stomach with the finny delicacies. Cheek was biting back. On shore, Stormfleck rapped out orders to one of his captains.
Light some flaming arrows. Shoot out the raft. Hurry, or they'll peddle it out of our reach. Tell the others to get the ferry going. See if we can get closer, the rest of you. Keep firing.
The raft captain looked questioningly at Stormfleck.
But surely they'll be eaten by the fishes.
Stormfleck fired off an arrow before replying.
It's the otter. I forgot about that one. He'll eat those fish like a pig at acorns.
But there's far too many fish for him to eat, Chief. The water's alive with them,
the captain argued.
Fool. Once those fish sense there's an otter in the water, they'll stay away from that area. Then those creatures will be able to paddle the raft out into the mainstream current. I want to finish it here tonight, not in the morning, a night's march down the bank. Now get about your business.
Matthias heaved a sigh of relief.
Phew! At least those fish aren't biting so much.
Cheek popped up beside him.
Yum, yum! You've got me to thank for that.
Orlando ducked him back under with a big blunt paw.
Stop gabbing and keep scoffing. You to thank indeed. You mean you've got my axe handle to thank? And don't think you won't taste it if you don't keep those fishes away, young otter.
The night sky was cut by the light of a flaming arrow, which shot through the dark to bury itself in the side of the raft. Jess put it out by squirting a mouthful of water at it.
Fire arrows, Matthias,
she remarked.
Look, I can see by the light of their fire that they're launching a raft.
Matthias redoubled his efforts.
Hurry, every beast! Kick out as hard as you can!
Cheek gripped a trailing rope in his teeth and swam strongly with it. The raft doubled its speed. Arrows zinged all around them as the rats leant over the rails of their own ferry raft.
Keep down! Keep pulling! Keep paddling!
Orlando yelled.
They're coming after us!
As he shouted, a shrew next to him let go and floated away, transfixed by an arrow. Stonefleck was on the raft, firing arrow after arrow.
Don't let them get away,
he exhorted his army.
Get the poles. Come on, get pushing with those poles. Fire, keep after them.
With superior numbers and long poles, the rat ferry drew closer to the raft. Stormfleck waved to the shore.
No more fire arrows,
he ordered.
You might hit us. We've got them now.
Logalog spat into the water.
Did you hear that, Gausim? Kick now. Kick for your lives.
The raft pulled away fractionally, but Stormfleck urged his rats to greater efforts with their long poles. The two vessels were only separated by a thin margin of river. Stormfleck and a few chosen rats stood outside the rails of the ferry, preparing to jump from one craft to the other. The light of victory gleamed in Stormfleck's normally impassive eyes. Matthias pulled himself up and saw what was happening.
It looks as if they're going to board us,
he said gloomily. Orlando heaved himself from the water and stood dripping on the deck of the raft, waving his battle axe.
"Come on, rats, let's see what you've got inside your heads,"
he taunted. An arrow from the raft ferry struck Orlando in his paw. He pulled it out contemptuously, snapping it easily. He flung it at Stonefleck.
"You'll have to do better than that to stop me, ratface,"
he called. Suddenly, the raft sped off downriver on the rushing current. The rat ferry stopped stock still, throwing Stonefleck and several others into the water. Hurriedly, the rats dragged their leader and the others back aboard.